What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Unfortunately, Sue is off today. She'll be back tomorrow. Let's talk a little bit about the choice today by Governor Kehoe. Andrew Bailey goes to D.C. to become the co-deputy director of the FBI. Catherine Hanaway, pretty big name in Missouri politics, but she hasn't really been active for a while, is the replacement. Governor Kehoe makes the announcement. She held a bit of a news conference this morning. Her intentions, you know, these have been short-lived terms because people keep going to Washington. Will she serve this term out?
So my game plan for sure is to serve the next 3 years. And then if Missourians will vote for me and believe I earn a full term, then I'd like to serve a full term. That's my game plan.
Well, that might have been Andrew Bailey's game plan, too, but that did not happen because he was swept up for this new position. Former State Senator John Lamping, who was just here on Friday for the roundtable with us with his reaction this afternoon. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark.
I always kind of harken back. This is one of my favorite stories from, I'm thinking it was 2009, which would have been... you know, I think you and I probably knew each other back then, and you might have been. When did you enter into politics? When was the first time you ran for that Senate seat?
That was my year. I ran for office in 2010. We met at the end of 2009.
So back then I had, and you might not have been on the panel yet, on the roundtable panel, but Catherine Hanaway was a panelist, and Jeff Smith was a panelist. And there was a Friday before Jeff Smith was indicted for lying to the FBI that Catherine and Jeff were on the same panel. I'll never forget it, because then the story broke next week. Now, she was not the acting U.S. attorney at the time, but she damn well knew what was going on. And that was an interesting, you know, kind of one of those moments where you go back in time and say, that must have been uncomfortable maybe for both of them in that studio. But she hasn't been as active, as I indicated, in Missouri politics as of late, taking on, you know, more of a role in a firm as a private lawyer. What do you think about this choice? Well, first of all, Andrew Bailey going to Washington. Let's start with that. I don't know if you saw that coming or if there was any kind of telegraphing of that. He certainly seems to have the creds, the street cred, and the resume for that. But where does that come from?
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, I'm not surprised by it because Andrew, you know, he was very aggressively interviewing and lobbying for the U.S. Attorney General's office back in January. So it struck me as kind of odd. You know, he was appointed to office, obviously, when Eric Schmidt went to the U.S. Senate. He then had to run for an election, for a campaign for over a year to be elected. You know, he beat out my friend Will Scharf. But it seemed like almost immediately after he was sworn in, he was looking to the federal level for federal office. I don't understand. Maybe someday he'll write a book before he runs for president and explain what he was thinking. But it seemed as if he wanted to get to the federal, to higher office at the federal level, and that's what he did. And I'll talk a lot about Catherine. It is unfortunate though. I really don't like when elected officials move on after having, you know, won an election. I mean, Joan Emerson retired the week after she ran for re-election, and another process had to begin. And I don't like the power that the governor has with all these appointments. I think he has the power to appoint, and at the same time, he has the power to appoint the incumbent, and which Catherine will be when she runs for election.
No, I understand that. It just seems, man, it's, with that role in particular, seems to be happening with maybe more than any other in the entire country. If you're a Missouri Attorney General, you're getting to Washington one way, shape, or form, and you're doing it within about 2 years. That's the pattern, right, John?
Yeah, that's right. Now, having said all this, I know Catherine quite well. She's a very deep thinker. I think she's a legal intellect. She has gravitas. I have no qualms with her being Attorney General. I think that's great. I do appreciate the fact she came out this morning and said, I want to serve for 7 years. I think that's great. It's a very comfortable pick for Kehoe, though. Catherine definitely comes from, she's not from the far right. She's not from the MAGA wing. She's not from the Tea Party wing. She's from the very, very much Missouri establishment wing. She worked for Kit Bond. She and the Blunts are in the same law firm. Mike Keough is not from the far right either. It's a very comfortable pick for him. I think I was really encouraged by the fact that Catherine did commit to an extended stay in that office. We've got way too many. We've had way too many politicians that are just going from one office to the next, looking for a higher office or something. I will also want to say this about her, which is I think this is a remarkable thing that we need much more of this in politics, and especially in Missouri. It's safe. I'm comfortable in saying Catherine just took a seven-figure pay cut.
Oh, yeah.
A seven-figure pay cut annually to take this office. So if we can get people who are massively successful in the private sector to leave the private sector to serve the public, I think the public can only be a winner in the end. I'd like to see a lot more that happens. It's a very difficult thing to do. What is far more common is that young men and women, they try to become seven-figure earners through government. And the fact that she did it before she got back into government, I think is phenomenal.
But my question would be, why would you do that? I guess because you love the public service and you're asked by the governor. But that's a pretty dramatic pay cut. I mean, I know that she's probably fine and the bank account is okay, but still, that's a big move.
Well, it speaks to her character. I think it speaks to her. When someone says, I'm a public servant, I want to serve the best interests of the community and the public, too often those are words that sound great. But back that up with action. And again, she's a successful, very successful attorney. And she said, you know what? I'm going to spend, think about it, Mark. She just said, I'm going to spend 7 years not making $1 million or plus or more a year. I'm going to do that for my state. I'm going to do that for my country. And so, there's going to be a lot of things that I may disagree with her on. I know she came out this morning and defended glyphosate, which speaks to the corporate wing of the party that she's more comfortable with or where she comes from. But nonetheless, we got a very bright member of our the private sector and legal community to give that up to serve the interests of the state. And I think that's phenomenal.
Former State Senator John Lamping, while I have you here on Friday, we talked about the the Putin meeting a little bit. It is quite remarkable. I'm going to talk with Sean Spicer in about an hour about this, what the president has achieved so far. And obviously, he was sending a message with the flyover and, the way that Putin was greeted. But look, this appears to be a guy that really wants to get something done here. He gets all these European leaders. He's highly praised yesterday in the aftermath of that. I'm not exactly sure if a Zelensky-Putin meeting is just around the corner. So some of the next steps are somewhat questionable, but he seems focused. And I love the fact that everyone's saying he's doing this for political reasons. I think he's doing this with the rest of the world to try to stop all the damn killing.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, I think that in our lifetimes, we've not seen someone play this role of he's a diplomat. You know, he's pulling together people with very different views of the world. Obviously, got two people that are at odds with each other. But I want to share with you that there was a quote he made today. It's a very Catholic quote. And what he said was, my job, I'm trying to get into heaven. And I'm not doing very well. And hopefully, if I can end this war, it'll help me get into heaven. So that's a very Catholic-centric view of the world. We all, our hardcore Catholics all think it's a very narrow door to get into heaven. And to have Trump not know, to have Trump actually say that out loud, it tells me that people like J.D., the Catholics around him, Rubio and J.D. Vance, are having an influence.
So Carolyn was asked about that today in the briefing a couple hours ago.
The president said on Fox News this morning that he's partially seeking peace in order to get to heaven. Was he joking, or is there spiritual motivation behind his peace deals here?
I think the president was serious. I think the president wants to get to heaven, as I hope we all do in this room as well.
I don't know if you read Selena Zito's book, Butler, which is really, really good, but there's no doubt he credits divine intervention for that, near miss at the assassination attempt. And by the way, the book is really good by Selena. I had her on finally last week, John. Listen, great to have you hop on here about the movements in Missouri politics. we might get Catherine Hanaway on the air this afternoon. We're kind of waiting for some confirmation. Keep you posted on that. But Senator Lamping, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It's always great being with you, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.